Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Strange Heart Beating, written by Ellie Goldstone and read by Tom Lawrence. The phone rang often in the days following Leda's death, but I had mostly ignored it. For some reason on this occasion, I felt compelled to answer. Moved is the more precise word. My hand was moved by some force to pick up the receiver. I heard myself saying, "Hello," that terrible sound. It was as if it echoed through catacombs before it reached my ears. It bounced from walls and gained some sick momentum. I said hello again to break the spell. The person on the other end of the line had said their hello at the same time, and so we spoke over one another. Then I felt compelled to say hello once more, so as not to be interrupted. As I said it, I realized it was ridiculous to say hello three times. "It's Anne." "Oh, Anne. Sorry for saying hello so many times."
"Just checking up on you."
"I didn't hear you say hello. I wasn't trying to interrupt." It is Anne, a colleague and friend of mine and Leda's, a tutor in the art history department of something called galleries. She couldn't care less for pictures or sculptures, but is obsessed for some reason with the buildings that contain them, who stands over me now. She intervenes as I sit there, staring into the grey lake. She tells the policewoman that I am the husband of the woman who drowned in the lake. She places a hand on my shoulder and guides me to her car, and then she drives me to my house and I make us coffee. She sits across from me. I remember I once saw her eat an orange during a lecture, and juice had run down her fingers. She had wiped her fingers on her scarf, and I had looked away.